Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. I am your host, Beth Jacobson. Our show was created as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics, and we feature many guests, including psychics, mediums, and speakers. And this episode is brought to you and paid for by Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader, energetic therapist, and spiritual teacher, as well as Marie Langley. She's an intuitive reader and realtor. So if you have a house to sell or buy, you can connect with her. We also do individual sessions. We do it together. We do it individually. We also work with people individually as well as groups and corporate settings. So if you're wanting to have a session with Marie and I individually or together, you can connect with us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And you can also at any time go in and listen to our podcasts, go back in the archives and download them through iTunes or the RSS feed buttons. And if you have any questions or comments, or if you have any feedback or shows that you would like us, any topics that you would like for us to talk a little bit more about, anything that you want to discuss with us, you can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also, I blog the shows afterwards, I try to blog regularly to where I give the insight of what is going on so people just have a general idea of what's going on out there energetically. And you can follow our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. If you're wanting to talk to Marie or myself, Marie's cell phone number is 651-303-0555, and my number, Beth, is 651-900-4136. And I just want to say before we get into the show today, I just want to give some information so I have time to say, because it's only half hour, but I say a lot in a half hour, so I'm not worried about that you won't get your quality information here. So Marie and I have started up our classes again, and they're called Linked to Enlightenment series. We had our first one last night, and it was Introductions to Crystals. We are doing this every Tuesday in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, and like I said, we're in the process of it. It's going to be a little while because it's technicality and other things that are going on, but it's all about when the time is right. We will be presenting classes for people to be able to take or download at any time all over the world. So there are Tuesdays, every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. And yesterday, like I said, was our first one. It was Introduction to Crystals. Then on October 15th, we have Simple Steps to Overcome Resistance to Change. And then again on the 22nd, Strategies to Building the New. And then October 29th, How to Bring More Prosperity into Your Life. And November 5th, Ascension to Ease Through It. And each class is $25. Again, you can reach Marie or myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you're wanting to come down for the day, make a day out of it. I also have a class that I will be teaching, a retreat with a friend of mine, Kelly Hanel, and it is in Eagan, Minnesota, and it's a day retreat from 10 to 3 on October 26th. It's called The Map to Success, and it's going to be to where we are going to be discussing how to bring more abundance and prosperity in your life, and it's not just about finances. It's about every area of your life, how you do it, how you're going to examine your roadblocks. So it's going to be a wonderful trip. Are a wonderful class. It's on this beautiful property surrounded in a wooded area and this gorgeous lake. So if you're interested in that, you can give Kelly a call at 612-804-4463 or myself, 651-900-4136. Marie and I and Kelly and I also do personalized spiritual workshops. So if you're wanting a workshop to fit your needs or your friends' needs, you want us to come into the house, you want us to do goddess parties, Marie and I are game for that. And we bring our cards, we do readings, so that's really fun for the holidays, birthday gifts, if you're any form of celebration, as well as we also specialize in, like I said, classes. And like if you're wanting a class specifically, hey, we don't know what's going on, can you come in and start talking to us about that? So we specialize that, so, and it's very reasonably priced. So again, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So what I'm going to sit here and talk to everybody about is it's some stuff that I have talked to people about, but I'm just going with the energy of what's going on and the people that I have contact with. And a lot of people are asking a lot of the similar questions. So I know, again, those of you who are going, oh my gosh, we have to talk about it one more time, you have the choice of listening. But every time we talk about this, you have to be very open to energetically, there's different energy that's coming at you. So if you're finding yourself saying, the same topic again, it's not, it's going to be presented in a little different way, but this is what I was guided by Spirit to talk about. So today was a day, an eventful day. October is a very eventful month. There's a lot that's going on energetically. We have a lot of, we have a lot that's going on. We have a lunar moon that's coming up. We have a full moon, a new moon. These are really potent energies that are coming in right now, you guys, to be able to manifest your heart's desires. And remember, and able to be able to manifest and get out of the old way of your old thoughts, your old reactions, your old ways of feeling, you have to bring up all that old stuff, the way that you used to live your life, because now it's a new way of living. So a lot of people have been on a roller coaster ride. For me, October 1st was the only day that I really had a hard day. Other than that, it has been wonderful. Ree and I just got back from a weekend. We had in Iowa, we did an expo there. It was very successful. We had a wonderful time. So today I heard a lot of people talking about, oh my gosh, my teenage kids, they're driving me crazy. It's like an emotional roller coaster ride. What am I supposed to do? How do we get through this? What the heck is going on, Beth? So here's me. Again, just being a facilitator of the information that's coming through, just reminding you that the reason that you, your children, and everyone is responding to or reacting to or feeling the way they are is because everything, and I mean everything, is shifting right now. The earth is literally, again, earth is creating heaven on earth. Many believe that it's here. But to where we can see it full time, there's a lot of work that she's shifting, that she's releasing and letting go. Again, you guys, need I remind you, we have wars going on. We have people who are fighting one another. That's not the new world. The new world is about peace. It's about love. It's about harmony. It's about higher consciousness. So remember, not just the earth is shifting. You have planets. You have cosmos, you have galaxies, you have star systems, you have solar systems, and then you think about all the different dimensions and the planes. I mean, I could talk to where I overwhelmed you. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible. But also with that, as everything is shifting, it affects the barometric pressure. The barometric pressure affects every piece of us. Now, here's something that's going to blow a lot of people's mind. Those of you who are just now coming across this episode for the first time of Divine Goddess Radio on Blog Talk, we are not just our physical bodies. We are much more than that. Outside of our physical bodies, all of us, every single one of us, we're made up of energy. You can say spirit, whatever word you want to use. But we are vast. We are endless. We have a connection to something greater than just ourselves. So what we're doing, what we're going through, is we're reconnecting to that, figuring out what all does that really mean. Many of you right now are sitting here saying, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. I'm frightened, but I know there's something going on. And I know there's stuff that I can't quite explain. I know there's something on that I don't quite understand, but I know there's something going on. So what that is doing, it's just activating deep within you this remembrance of getting you to step outside of your little safe bubble that you have become so accustomed to, so comfortable with. And now is a perfect opportunity that's being presented to you, to everybody in this whole world. And I'm not just talking in this physical earth that we live on, but of all planets, for all of us to reexamine who it is that we are, remembering that we're more than what it is that we think we are. We're more than just our bodies. Outside of us, we have a mental body, an emotional body, and then we have a spiritual body, an etheric body. and we have an electromagnetic field. We have an auric field. So as we're going through the shifting, it's all the planets, the solar systems, and the star systems are affecting the, they're all touching each other on an energetic level, which is playing around with our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. A lot of us are feeling a lot of pains right now in our physical body. A lot of people are sitting here and really scared about, oh my gosh, Beth, what's going on with my heart right now? What's going on with my legs, my feet, my hips, my knees? Oh my Lord, I hurt. And right now I can honestly say, again, I don't know everything there is to know on a conscious level. On a subconscious level, we know all that we need to know. But this is what I figured out. We're all going through this. What that is called, the physical symptoms are part of the ascension. And what we're doing, you guys, the ascension is bringing our higher self into our physical bodies. And that's what you hear when you, if any of you have heard that we are light beings, that means we are these bright lights, these bright lights. And with these bright lights come all this greatness, love, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, unconditional abundance and prosperity, unconditional joy. And I'm talking also unlimited. We're getting out of the way that we were brought up and how society was brought up, that we no longer have to stay in fear. We no longer have to stay in limited ways of thinking, feeling, or being. So as we're all going through the shifting, you guys, what the shifting is, it's waking you up. It's called the awakening period. We're going through this. We'll be going through this for some time. It isn't going to be an end. There isn't going to be an end to it. And a lot of people are saying that October is going to have its highs and lows. So just to be mindful of that. Those highs and lows can be to where you think you're going crazy. You think you're losing your mind. You can feel like you're on this bipolar roller coaster ride. But remember, all it is, it's just old thoughts and feelings given the opportunity of coming from deep within the recess of who you are. And I'm not talking just on your physical level, but on your spiritual level, your etheric level. We're in a time period that has never existed before energetically. It is a magical time right now. We are going to get to the point to where we can instantaneously manifest whatever it is that our heart desires. So if you're hungry for grapes, you're going to be able to open up your hands and to be able to sit here and think about grapes, and instantly they're in your hands. But we have a ways to go. We don't even use, you guys, people say we don't even use a tenth of our brain. Think of the unlimited potentials and possibilities of what can be. So meanwhile, as adults, a lot of us are sitting here going, what is going on? And you might find that you're challenging or being challenged in relationships with yourself. And there's things about you're finding out, oh my goodness, I don't like this part of me. What is this about? But to be able to really examine that without any judgment, see what that's about. Because when you're judging yourself, all that is fear. If you're not liking that you're somebody, you're finding out. This is one thing I found about myself. I have a history of being a counselor. I was a counselor for many, 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 many years. And just 2 years ago, I quit because it's just not what I wanted to do anymore. I wanted to help people in a different way. The one thing I found out when I was a counselor, I didn't feel I judged anybody. I got people. I got the mental health thing. I really did. And when people were making really some really lower vibrational choices and decisions, I didn't go into judgment going, oh my goodness gracious, what in God's green earth are they doing? It's like, while I get it, it's a generational thing. They've never been taught any better, so they need the skills. So I get that. So what we're going through right now is we're being challenged on everything that we know right now. Because everything that we know, the way we grew up, may not be the way it actually really is. Think of how other people's interpretations have influenced us. Think about social media. Think about media. Think about how your parents or your grandparents' belief systems, even as infants, even in vitro and when we were little kids sitting in high chairs, think of the conversations that we all overheard. They weren't part of our belief systems, but they became part of them. But is that to blame? Is that to shame? Is that to point a finger? No, they didn't know any better. But the point of the matter is you're looking at everything. Everything stems from whatever it is. And if we're not talking that it may not have been just from this lifetime. Think of all the lifetimes that many of us carry around, and the good portion of the population for centuries have carried around the poverty consciousness, that there's not enough, that you have to fight for, you have to be better than. So do you think right now, the month of October, we're going to be examining not only our own internal relationship with self, do you think it's possibly with a loved one, whether it's children, parents, a lover, a spouse? What if it's a teacher? What if it's a coworker, a boss, a neighbor, a stranger? How many of you right now are experiencing people that are in your life right now and you're feeling really irritable, angry, whatever towards them? Instead of looking at them and saying, God, you make me feel this way, stop and look at it. And for instance, here's a teacher. They are allowing you to remember. They're triggering something within you that you didn't even know that existed or you thought was over and done with, that you need to sit down, take the time, and to examine what is it that they're triggering deep within you. What is it bringing up? What memory, what feeling, what emotion did you not deal with in whatever lifetime, past or current, that is it bringing itself to the head? A lot of us are feeling stuff in our physical body right now. I am hearing more and more and more people talk about their backs. A lot of people just this weekend at an expo, I had somebody who was in a wheelchair, and she said, Beth, I have really bad back problems to where I'm having a hard time walking. Do you guys want to sit here and examine what we hold within our back? We hold feelings, a feeling unsupported. The middle of our back, you guys, is usually where we carry a guilt, feeling disempowered or unsupported or overwhelmed and under pressure or feeling way too much pressure, too much responsibility. And then our shoulders can be to where we're carrying way too many suppressed and unresolved emotions from the past, whether it was family member, friends, coworkers, whatever lifetime it was. As well as our shoulders are carrying the burdens of the world, let them go. That's where we carry our stress, our lack of trust, if we're worriers, if we are in fear-based, whether we're negative, whether we're perfectionists, whether or not we feel limited, I can't have that because that's not the way it can be. If you can't do it that way, that's not possible. It's when you're overanalyzing, overthinking. How many of you are having neck problems? It's an association with your shoulder. You're too rigid in the way that you're looking at things. Again, is that criticizing you? No. It's a way for you to look at and go, man, I really need to look at how and why am I thinking the way I'm thinking? And to go in it, release it, let it go, and say, you know what, is this my belief system or is it somebody else's? And again, if you find it's somebody else's belief system, you don't have to go in and blame and shame. Again, lower back. Guess what that's about? Feeling insecure about how you're going to support yourself financially. This is where we carry all of our money issues in our lower back. And guess what? I would say a good portion of the population right now, seriously, is having lower back problems. Plus, it's the walking on earth right now. We're shifting like no tomorrow. And I honestly, I don't know if I believe that anybody's getting through this painlessly, physically painlessly. And if so, bless you, bless you, bless you. But right now, I don't think there's any way for anybody to avoid the being out of the pain. Also, the lower back can be constant worry about your survival and how are you going to pay your bills. Right there with you guys. But it's also getting to unlimited ways of thinking, of being, and the universe can present to you miraculous solutions. It might be this great idea that you're given. And for those of you who never felt creative, what if all of a sudden you come up with some really cool invention that other people need or want, and you never thought it was possible, but you're given the opportunity of presenting this to the world, whatever it is. It can happen. It happens every day. What if you happen to be in a restaurant, those of you, let's say, somebody who is a waiter or waitress, and you're thinking your job is a dead-end job, but do you realize how you have the opportunity of being able to touch people with the light that you are just by a simple smile? And what if that simple smile happened to be on the day that you had a customer who was in there by themselves and was sitting here and contemplating going, you know what, I give up on the world. There is no humanity. It's a greedy world who doesn't care about anybody but themselves. And what if your bright light, your smile, your hello, how you doing, and the way you service them brings light right back to them, and you fill them back up with that hope for humanity? You don't know that person. Do not judge a book by its cover if they have money. And what if they just appreciate it because you just filled their cup back up, which was really very empty, and I'm talking the internal, and they wrote this big check out to you. And it financially is something that you could do a lot of significant things with, pay off bills, pay off debts, go on that much-needed vacation. That's the universe that just created that miraculous synchronistic event for you to take advantage of, that just helped you with the situation when they had a means to be able to give that to you, the person that you waited on. So we are all shining our lights in different ways. Get out of how you're doing it. Lower back can also be when you're holding on to unresolved anger from your childhood. So how many of you are needing to really go in to let go and to forgive what your dad did to you, your mother, your grandfather, no matter what they did, to forgive? Now, because you forgive doesn't mean you forget. It doesn't mean you're giving them free and clear what they did. But you can choose to hold on and give your power away and continue to let your past affect you in your present moment and hold on to this darkness. You choose to go in and say, forgive the situation. And when you can sit here and look at that somebody who does anything horrific or bad to somebody else, all they are is a child in an adult body. And where they're making lower vibrational or negative choices, how can you not as an adult look at that and say, wow, that was so fear-based, how scared they must be. Again, for those of you, because as having a history of a you know, background as a counselor, I've heard horrific stories, but that doesn't mean you continue to live stories. Again, last time I think Maureen and I talked about, this is an opportunity. Sit down, write out those old stories. Literally write them out. Write them out so you're no longer dreaming about those experiences. Write them down in a book. Go by a lake. Walk on a nature path. Bring a notebook with you and a pen or a pencil. Write it down. Get all the ugliness out of you onto paper. And then when you have when it's convenient and then it's appropriate and it's safe, then you burn that story. And when you burn that story, you're never telling that story out loud again, and you're done with having that internal dialogue within you. And now you're going to literally take a different journal, and you're going to start telling a different story. Those of you who had horrific parents, you're going to say, oh, my God, I had the most supportive, loving mother and father. And that's going to be your new story. Because when you sit here and say the story and you say it to other people, you say it to yourself. When you say it to yourself, you start believing it. That's how you shift yourself. You just raise your awareness. You raise your consciousness because you're making a conscious choice of being done with the old story. So again, that's just some of the stuff that's going on with the body. This is how your body can stop hurting. How many of you right now are having feet problems? Feet are all about thinking about you're moving in the wrong direction. You're ignoring your intuition. But you feel confused, you feel ungrounded, you're out of touch with reality, you feel stuck, bogged down, you feel obligated to others, you feel like you're missing the big picture. I don't get it because I'm stupid. Stop with that negative self-talk. I'm indecisive. Stop it. Getting cold feet about a situation because, oh my God, it's changed. Change is unknown. Get out of the fear. You don't know unless you try. And when you try, you don't know if you're going to succeed. So try it. Your right foot has to do with there's too much obligation. You have feelings of anger and irritation. You feel the rage, the frustration. Guess what? Right foot is the masculine energy. And right now, the month of October, especially this week right now, masculine, the old masculine energy is coming up big time. So for those of you, not to offend you, I have a lot of people who are going, Beth, I swear to God, I'm seeing penises. I'm talking in the clouds and the trees and flowers, and it's just like a glimpse to where you swear that's what you're seeing. Well, that's masculine energy out there, and it's just letting you know we're here, and we're not happy that anybody's trying to get rid of us. And the new masculine energy, which is gentle, loving, nurturing, and creative, compassionate, and empathetic, is trying to come in. But the old masculine energy is really putting up a fight. Well, choose not to let it fight. Choose not to let it fight. Again, Marie and I do individual sessions. We can help you with that. I'm very good at that because it's stuff I have to do with myself. Left foot is when you're feeling disconnected from your needs. You're focusing way too much on the outside world and what you need to do for others. But that's the feminine. And isn't that typical? You know, feminine doing for everybody else. So that's just a little FYI, you guys, to let you know some of the stuff that's going on. And what I would like to do is hopefully do a quick little simple meditation. So for those of you who are driving, those of you who are sitting at your desk right now, just slowly close your eyes, take some deep breaths in. And I'm going to kind of say this fast so you can listen to it later and download it. And those of you who are driving, please do not do this when you're driving. So you're going to close your eyes, you're going to breathe, and you can feel your head sinking into the pillow and let your body relax, or in the chair. Take a deep breath in and let it go. And you're going to feel your whole self flowing down into the rivers and valleys, to the mountains of inner knowing, and out into the depths of the ocean, which is your soul. And you are the water that is cleansing and drifting through the mystical pathways. And you feel these ripples flow through you. And as they flow through, you're letting your mind just be free, and it's washing away all the cares, all the worries, and the stress, the anxieties, because you don't need it. Your body flips and it flops as it flows freely over the many different channels that are inside you. Which pathway is calling you? Which pathway is calling you? And whichever pathway is calling you, you take that path. You release the need to know where this path is going to take you. You feel the peace inside as you just go wherever this path leads. Just know that no matter what, you're safe, that you and only you can keep yourself safe. Just let it flow, and you're trusting. You're doing something you've never done before. You're just being, letting it flow, and you're trusting, and knowing that everything will work out exactly as it's meant to. Meanwhile, you're going to release all the need to control anything. So those of you who are control freaks, which I'm in that category, trust, let it go. Right now, this meditation is not going to hurt you. You trickle slowly away along the path, and you're soaking in the beautiful energy that's around you. It's unconditional love. And along the way, you see animals that are coming to drink from you, but you let them drink from you because they can't hurt you. They're taking in your beautiful energy. And when you know this, you know that we are all one. You're always receiving more healing and loving energy from everything that's around you. You feel the light that's bubbling within you, starting from your heart chakra, your heart place. You allow all that magical energy from all of life around you to drift into you. And it's filling you up and nurturing your inner soul. And now you're entering a large cave, and you're overwhelmed by the sparkling of the crystal shimmering in the cleansing water of your soul. And you allow the energy of the crystals to drift into you, feeling the cleansing and healing energy entering your mind, and you're feeling more relaxed, peaceful, calm, joyful, cleansed, and healed. Those are the crystal caves of crystal cleansing. And this is a meditation that is a meditation for kids. So this is Healing the Inner Child. And this is by Jara, Tanea, Kai, and Jessica Wine, or Wynn. It's W-Y-N-N-E. And now you're going to come back into your body feeling whole, complete, connected. And you can do this at any time yourself. And now today you're going to go and you're going to do something for yourself for 30 minutes, just for yourself. Do something playful. go take a walk. Remember, Marie and I, Marie will be back on Friday. We'll be back on phone in Friday, so call in with a question or a comment about how you're doing. If you want any of those of you who have been calling in regularly, you can give us feedback on how things are going for you. And that starts at 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock. And I just want to send you love and light. And I look forward to talking to you guys on Friday. Peace and goodbye.